Warning, Podcast in the Pod contains coarse language and often conflicting views. Let's go.
Welcome back, Podcast in the Pod, Season 2, Episode, I don't
God
even
knows
know.
What, it's been a while.
I don't even know what season, if it is a Season 2, whatever it may be. But as always, it's your boy, Thuv, and I got Sparks.
What's up?
All right, and you know, today's topic, you know, this one's, I guess, more catered to me, right? But I want
absolutely
your opinion.
Absolutely to you, because I'm, like, in the dark with this one.
Yeah, 100%, yo. but, you know, that's why we have podcasts in the pod, different perspectives, different views, different styles, of course. But today, the thing that I want to talk about was, you know, this is the fall-winter season. So every fall...
Hoodie season.
Hoodie season, of course. But if you're not aware of the streetwear brand, the legendary streetwear brand Supreme, they do a summer spring collection and they do a fall winter collection. Mainly, you know, spring and then mainly summer.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so as this trickled down, there is a recent, you know, product that's been causing some controversy.
Like I said, this is... I don't know nothing about this.
Okay. And
all
this is
brand new to me.
Yeah. And this is nothing new for Supreme. They have certain products that, you know, either look cheap as fuck or they look very problematic or, you know, they actually look good. Right? Like, it's
okay.
Very hard to think about Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into it, Sparkle, what were you saying before? Because I told Sparkle about this topic and she
okay.
just Googled
all,
it.
All Thuv ever tells me is like, what do you think about Supreme hoodies? I'm like, what do you mean? What do I think? Okay, so there must be more to it than this casual, what do you think? So, of course, I went on Google and
oh my God.
Googled it. And all these, I mean, some of them are cute, some of them not so cute, but very expensive hoodies ranging from like $700 or more.
So that's the thing. So like there's two different things. I think a lot of people like from the outside have that misconception of what Supreme pricing is and what Supreme is, you know what I mean? Like there is a lot of hype piece on there.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of resellers on there and that's what you see, the resale value of it. And it's the dumbest shit, like something with just like a box logo, like the basic Serif font, whatever. That is the thing that's going to be flipping for at least $400. But then when you buy it, I know Supreme jacked up the retail price, which is like at least, I think, $100 now, right? But there's still a markup on that.
So
T-shirts that are $40 will be selling for $350. It's ridiculous.
Why?
It's absolutely... It's a screen print, too. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
why?
It's a power branding. It's the consumerism. And just kind of like that whole culture where like people just want to get Supreme.
Is Supreme really that exclusive?
It's not really. And like if you guys ever want to get some more info on Supreme, I highly recommend I think episode 3 of Patriot Act where Hasan Minhaj goes in depth in it. It's such a good thing and a lot of MSNBC and all them people, they were like actually like applauding that episode because
you know
it kind of broke down what it is.
I was having a conversation with, I think, Ricky and Irene about this just yesterday.
About Supreme?
No, about exclusive brands.
Okay.
And Irene was talking about how she went to New York recently and she bought a Kith t-shirt.
Oh my God.
For like
I told you about Kith. That's my favorite designer.
Or
Ronnie Feig. Shout
was
out.
Was it $75 US? Either way, it worked out to be like $90 Canadian or $100.
Damn,
Canadian
I didn't know Irene was like
for
that.
For this t-shirt. Yeah. Definitely go see her. She has in New York cute little poster picture on Instagram. Sorry, and I was like, really, is $100 for a T-shirt? And she's like, yeah, yep.
I love Kith though.
She's
I love
like,
Kith.
Even the quality, you can. It's worth
$100. It is.
And
it's
I'm
mad
like,
warm.
Okay.
It's mad warm.
But Kith, I would assume is very kind of exclusive. You know,
there is limited tops.
Yeah. Yeah. There's little. There's limited locations, there's even limited amounts that they would, let's say they come out with a particular t-shirt, maybe there's only X amount that they're going to make.
Exactly.
I don't think Supreme is like that.
So Supreme is like that in the sense, like they're the ones who really push that kind of culture of like the shock drop. Not necessarily the shock drop, I would say, but like in terms of the limited drops. Okay, like Supreme is really one of those main brands that have done it.
Yeah.
Other brands like Bathing
would
Ape.
You pay $700 for a sweater?
I wouldn't personally. That's
that
not
just
me.
Has Supreme on it.
Yeah, like for me personally, no. I don't do it. You know what I mean? But you know, there are people that have
sneaker. You would.
No, nah. But like Supreme sneakers are another thing too. That's part of the limited drop, and sometimes they're ugly as fuck. Sometimes like you might see the Supreme Foamposites, they're mad expensive. They're gonna go for at least 10k maybe, right? So it's really a thing. But going back to the topic, what it was is Supreme release are gonna be releasing a set of, you know, a zip up. Jacket, I don't know.
Yeah, it looks kind of like a bomber jacket.
Kind, I don't know, right? But it's like one of those fleece kind of jackets, I think. A crew neck and shorts with all of the same print of Shiva, Ganesha, and I believe those were the two gods, the Hindu gods.
Yeah, Shiva, Ganesha. I feel like there's one more.
There's one more, but I don't know if that was Marga or not. Like, it was brand unclear. And, of course, it has the Supreme branding. This is not the first time Supreme have done that. I actually copped, like, the prior from, I think, last season or the season before. They had this Ganesha. I think you've seen it. It's, like, yeah. This green hoodie.
And
it has Ganesha on the crest.
The crew neck sweater.
I thought it was fire, personally.
I think it's...
And like,
I like it.
You know what's funny though? Because like, I think it's fire, you know, and I have this topic. The reason why I want to bring it up as a podcast topic is because one of my really good buddies, shout out to the homie Lanu, he was like, he shared it and he was just saying like Supreme took the L on this.
Oh, really?
Right. And he's.
Because of a cultural.
Because that's what we're talking about. And it's funny because he's like, because, you know, I'm the vegetarian, you know what I mean? Like, I'm Hindu and I have no problem with it, but like. And it's like, he's like, yo, everyone has their
now,
opinion to
the
it.
The other person that yeah. you said who's Supreme took an L on this, is he Hindu as well?
He's not really religious.
So he's
like
not
he's Hindu
at all.
He's Hindu background, but he doesn't really, like, no.
Okay, but him personally, he's not
yeah.
religious.
No, right?
So it's funny that the non-religious guy says yeah. this is an L, and the guy who's actually Hindu is like, oh, fire, need it, need yeah. four.
No, because, like, here's the thing, right? And, I like, here's his perspective, and, like, I think he comes with the valid points too. What he was saying was that, look, he's like, I would never wear this because I eat meat, right? And I feel like with Hinduism, you're supposed to be vegetarian, mm-hmm. right? And he's like, if I'm eating and I'm drinking, mm-hmm. right, and I'm wearing that, mm-hmm. I think that's a total violation, disrespect for Hinduism, right? Like, if I'm eating meat and like wearing that hoodie, or like I'm drinking, like whatever, and it's just at the end of the day, it's just Supreme. Trying to make money off of religion.
Sorry, that goes right over my head. If he's wearing the sweater and happens to be eating and drinking,
like eating meat, like
eating meat, but yeah. is he a vegetarian?
No,
but this guy all around is not religious, so why yeah. does he have a problem
because
with
he's like, even if he's not religious, like it's disrespectful, like for someone to be like, you know, like,
but that's not his religion.
It's not necessarily his religion, it's just that it's his, well, like, it is his religion, right? It's just, you know, he's not religious or anything, but he's just saying it is kind of disrespectful. Like, it's like when someone comes to a temple, right? Like a Hindu temple or like whatever it may be.
So is he saying, right? Would it be okay if I wear the sweater if I was only eating vegetarian meals? Would that be okay then?
I think that's what it is, because he's just saying how, like, it's pretty much those people that have no idea about the culture, mm-hmm. right, or about the religion. And, you know, they're just doing whatever. And I get it, because it's like, if you go to a temple and you're just, like, you know, wearing, like, I guess maybe inappropriate clothing, mm-hmm. or, you know, just, like, being really disrespectful, drinking on premise in a temple, you should never do that.
Right.
Right? Like, that kind of stuff, right? So he's just saying, with Supreme, being the skater brand, that some people don't even know about that, which is stupid, but, you know, mm-hmm. They're saying, like, they might not really understand the culture, and, like, they're just trying to use it, too, as a profit scheme, which is valid, right? But at the same time, like, for me, I think there's a difference between, yeah, like, utilize
the Buddha symbol.
But, like, that's what people have done. And I think Brandon, right, because remember, I sent it to him, too, and he was just like, yo, this is fire, right?
Yeah.
And he was just saying, he's like, yo, like, there's people that use, like, the Christian symbols, or is the Islamic symbols.
What is that ice cream shop again? Sweet Jesus?
Sweet Jesus, yeah.
And the cross is upside down half the time in that store.
And that's going to rock people.
Satanic.
That's, yeah.
It is, yes.
And, you know, for me, I wouldn't even notice that, right, until you pointed it out. But that's what it is, right?
So all the, like, posters look fucking satanic.
Yeah.
So, what, I can't go get ice
and that
cream
shit
there?
Sells, too, the satanic shit, right?
It does.
So, it's like, we talk about this, right? And it's like, I kind of get it. And, like, the funny thing is, like, you know, I think there's a lot of things about it because it's like, oh, Supreme is just trying to do this and that. My issue is if, like, here's the thing, because there's a difference between selling something and, you know, not knowing it or, like, whatever, but there's a difference between... Okay, sorry, no. Let me rephrase that real quick. Okay. I was saying this is not going where I want to go. All right? So, like, I think there's a difference between when you utilize Hinduism, right? Like, I say utilize because, let's be real here, these are products that are being sold,
correct.
Right? When you use it just to, like, you know, sell product, you know, sell a shirt, whatever it may be. And there's a difference between you using it just disrespecting the culture or not knowing.
Okay, absolutely not. But you know what? Here's the thing. Okay, let's say I walk into a store.
Okay.
Let's say I'm not religious or yeah. I don't know anything about Hinduism or anything. Whatever.
Okay.
I see the sweater and I'm like, damn, love it. Want it. Okay. Am I buying it just because, I'm not religious. I don't know who these people are. Am I assuming these people are, like, freaking characters? Are they anime characters? Yeah. Am I thinking that? Or am I like, oh, okay, I feel like everyone kind of knows who Ganesh is.
Elephant God. Like yeah, everyone yeah.
knows that.
Elephant
God. So it's like, or do you do some research and be like, oh, who's this on the sweater?
Exactly.
Oh, this is a, you know, Hindu god. Oh, okay, Hindu god. And then maybe you look into it a little bit more and then you're like, oh, I like it. I'm gonna get it.
Exactly.
Or are you, I don't just think that's like, disrespectful. I think this is an anime character and I'm gonna get it and I'm gonna get barbecue sauce all over the yeah. sweater kind of thing.
And that might be something, yeah.
But then that's like, as you as a consumer, are you comfortable wearing things that you don't know anything about? Would I be wearing a Buddha t-shirt if I didn't even know who the Buddha was? Or, you know, whoever they claim to be Jesus. Am I okay wearing that on and then being like, oh, I don't know who this guy is. I just thought this t-shirt was cool.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Because, like, what I was telling my boy, too, is just like, yo, my thing is, like, I don't think Supreme is doing, like, anything wrong. Because people do use, like, different religious symbols to sell shit, right? But my thing is, like, I don't think Supreme... like, it's being disrespectful by any means. Yes, they're putting their Supreme branding on top, right? Which may be whatever, right? Like, maybe a little wrong. But at the same time, like, I don't think, like, it's a problem, right? But, like, my thing is, like, you look at back in the 90s. Did
they say why they used it?
Nah, they don't really say anything.
So, for example, one person could say, hey, you know, like, Gaia and stuff like that, they use the Buddha symbol. But they promote... wellness, like yoga and yeah. you know,
deep fam, you look at Whole Foods and there's meditation. So many damn products with the Buddha symbol on it,
tons of them. But the idea is, you know, Buddhism promotes, you know, wellness and kind of all around good health kind of yeah. thing. Okay, sure, that's I'm stretching yeah. there, but okay, that's no, okay, but like, what is this? Are yeah. they promoting something with this? Was there 100%. Something behind it?
There's no promotion, really. I don't think so. I just think it's just like, all right, yeah, like Supreme has a fire design concept.
Is there another sweater for another culture or religion?
Not on the top of my head. There might be like a Jesus thing. There might be. But 100%.
And then that's what we're arguing. Is Jesus white? I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I'm not too sure.
Another conversation.
But like, I know with Hinduism, they've done it before. Some people are like hit or miss, they sometimes whatever. I'm not gonna lie, I wear that shit to the temple. Like, I actually do. But with respect to what I was saying, like in terms of the Supreme Hindu stuff, it's like, it's not even Supreme who've done it, you know what I mean? Like, if you go back to the 90s style, you're gonna see so many people wearing like the Om shit and all that stuff. I remember
Sean, oh my gosh, Om was so popular.
Do you remember Boy Meets World? I don't know if you remember that.
Yes.
So
yes.
My favorite, one of my favorites, Sean, right?
Yeah.
Best friend.
Yep.
He always wore the Om shit.
Always.
And, you know, I'm Hindu, but I'm like, yo, that's fire. Like, that's so cool. Like,
so many people have an Om tattoo.
Om tattoo.
So many
Om
people
chain.
Have an Om chain. I remember that being so popular.
Yeah. And I don't think they were being, I don't think they were ever being disrespectful. However, I think someone who was being disrespectful, I can't for the life of me remember what's her name. I don't know if it was Kate Hudson. I'm not too sure. I think it might have been someone else. But it's like this one girl, like she, every Halloween, she does these like crazy Halloween costumes.
Hmm.
Goes like over the top. I should have done the research to figure out who it was. But it's like a very like popular white girl. And like she did this one year as a Kali. Right.
Okay.
And like her thing was like, it's not to promote Hinduism. It's because she looked fucking
she
scary.
Was like,
Because Kali, like, if you know Kali or seen it.
I was, but was she, like, half naked and...
Just, yeah, sexy and scary for Halloween. That is a problem in my books. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's different.
Yeah.
That's you utilizing something and just being very negligent and ignorant and trying to get a different purpose out of it. You know what I mean? Like, I think you know, like, if you're buying for Supreme, you are buying a product. Like, you're buying a product as a consumer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know that. When you're doing this, you are violating someone's culture. You're being disrespectful.
That's different.
I think that is something, like, that's where I draw that line. You know what I mean? When it going back to, like, there's a difference. And I think that is, that's what it is.
I just feel like the consumer needs to be smart, obviously, about what they're purchasing. There's no different than purchasing an OM t-shirt or even the Ghana symbol. I mean, it means fear no one else but God. I feel that's really, really popular. Everyone has, a lot of people I know, have that in a t-shirt or on a sweatshirt, something like that.
I'm not even really religious, but at the same time, it's like, you know, like, if there are other cultures and stuff, like, I, like, and it looks dope, like, I'll be respectful, and I'm like, yo, that looks fire. You know what I mean? Like,
but you can still wear it knowing, first of all, you know who these people are.
Yeah.
Or... on this shirt.
Or it's just be educated, like, about it, you know? If you're curious, Google it, you know?
Exactly.
You know, use the Google lens, whatever. Figure that shit out. But, like, yeah, man. Like, there's, like, things. I remember, like, I was gonna cop this thing from Nas, like, the history. His brand. And it was, like, Godson, right? And I had, like, the Jesus, like, the crucifix thing. But, like, that, I love that, you know what I mean? So, it's just, like, some people don't have a problem. Like, I remember, like, my dad was watching me, like, look at it and stuff. And he was just like, yo, like... that's not bad, right? Like, that's, like, you know it. Like, you actually know, like, these different cultures and stuff, too. Mm-hmm. Right? So, it's, like, if someone didn't know it, and they were just kind of being, like, whatever.
Or is it a problem because it's a picture? What if it's a writing?
That's
the
thing.
What if it was Hindu writing?
Sometimes, like, you can have a Bible verse.
Exactly.
Some people might not even know.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, it's, like, it goes down, and we're, like, you know, I think it comes down to a point where it's like, you can have a conversation with someone, right? But don't always jump to, like, that negative. Like, if my, like, once again, everyone's entitled to their opinion, everyone's entitled to whatever. And the reason why I want to bring it up, because I wasn't too sure on where you're gonna lie on this one, right? But surprisingly, I think all three of us are like, we're like, yo, like, I'm like, holy shit, Sparks is actually gonna cop from Supreme, right?
The sweater was
Thursday, 11 o'clock cute. Drop, all right, guys? It never changes. All right.
I mean, I think also it's very different. Our perspective, I just want to say, I mean, Brendan's not here to comment. Maybe he will in the comments. But we've all really grown up very multicultural. And Trinidad has 100%. A huge Hindu culture.
Oh, that's true. That's
so
very true.
That's some, like I said.
You've been exposed to it.
I feel like that's why I said, I feel like most people know who Ganesh, but you're right. They maybe don't know who.
No, trust me, Sparks. I met a lot of white people that, like, had Ganesha stuff, like, t-shirt or, like,
and they didn't know.
I don't think they really know. Like, one guy was named Dale.
They just think it's, like, a hippie bohemian kind of thing.
In a sense, I think.
Maybe that's why we're exposed to these cultures. We know who this person is. We know who these people are. And we're like, yeah, I like it. I see where it's coming from. Where we can look at maybe even... you know, an Arabic t-shirt that may have some sort of,
OVO does it.
Thing that you're like, that's cute. I like it. I know what that means.
And yeah.
It's not like we're saying, hey, I like it. I don't know what it means. And I mean,
yeah, we're not trying that. I don't think they're trying to violate someone's culture. I don't think they're trying to,
In this particular case, I don't think that's
personally, I don't think it. I think it actually kind of does look fire.
But I kind of think it's weird that your friend was like,
I'm not. Yeah.
With the sweatshirt.
And I get his perspective too. I just don't like the shorts, in my opinion. I just think that's...
the shorts is a bit much. I didn't like the shorts. I just think there's...
especially with the placement.
Areas,
I don't think...
I felt the same way.
I don't think that's right. But everything else, I think, yo, that's fire, bro.
Yeah.
And I like... if it is Murga, that's a whole family thing. I really like that one, too.
I think that's interesting that we both agree on the jackets and the sweater, but not...
the shorts.
The shorts. I would disagree... I wouldn't... really like it, regardless of the religion, if it was anyone else.
100%.
I wouldn't like it on shorts or shoes. Something about walking on with the feet. I don't know, on religious
items. There's a shoe that's been reconstructed. So, like, Air Max Bubble is actually water. And so it's like Jesus on the laces, right? So it's like walking on...
Jesus?
No, there's like a kind of like a chain kind of thing on the thing. On the laces, right? So on top of your thing.
That's
so it's like walking on water and it's being resold for $4,000.
For
Yeah. And at that note,
this is rich people issues. Yeah, honestly,
yo, it's been long enough, but man, that's our point. Let us know what you think in the comments below. But until next time,
peace.